comédien américain devenu la référence des numéros musicaux d'ouverture aux États-Unis, et ce depuis plus de 10 ans. Parlons de cet acteur qui s'est fait remarquer dès son plus jeune âge, mais dont on ne connaît pas la carrière musicale en France. Parlons de l'acteur Neil Patrick Harris. Neil Patrick Harris fera ses débuts au cinéma à l'âge de 15 ans, alors que le scénariste Mark Medoff le remarquera pendant un atelier théâtre. Il lui proposera un rôle dans le film Le secret de Clara, aux côtés de l'actrice américaine Whoopi Goldberg. Mais ce n'est qu'en 1989 qu'il se fera vraiment remarquer aux États-Unis en obtenant le rôle principal de la série Dr. Dougie. Il enchaînera les rôles au cinéma et à la télévision dans les années 90. Puis à la fin de cette décennie et au début des années 2000, on lui proposera de faire du doublage sur des séries d'animation, puis d'intégrer différentes comédies musicales. C'est sûrement pour ça que l'un des créateurs de la comédie musicale Evening Primrose l'a contacté afin de faire l'un des personnages pour la sortie en album du spectacle en 2001. On peut l'entendre en solo sur le titre « If you can find me, I'm here ».
I am a genius. Charles, you are an unadulterated genius. You are an indisputably extraordinary. What was that? Not a thing. You're a fool. You are alone. And it begins. Careful, careful. Mustn't get excited. Mustn't overdo it. Softly. Tiptoe. You'll get used to it in no time. Look at it. Beautiful. What a place to live, what a place to write. I shall be inspired, I shall turn out elegies and sonnets, verses by the ton. At last I have a home and nobody will know. No one in the world, nobody will know I'm here. I am free, I am free. Goodbye, my friends, and good riddance. Pardon while I disappear. Come see me soon in my hideaway. If you can find me, I'm here. Farewell, you blood-sucking landlords, pouring your threats in my ear. Good luck forever to you and yours. If you can find me, I'm here. And I'll stay cozily hiding by day. During the day I'll resign, waiting till you go away. But at night, master of all I survey, everything gets to be mine to own, mine to use, mine to write all the poems I choose. All alone, only me and my muse, and 40 pianos and 10,000 shoes. Farewell, Neanderthal neighbors, swilling your pretzels and beer. Fair weather friends, will you miss me now? If you can find me, I'm here. Goodbye to spoilers of beauty, ruin another career. When you wake up with one genius less, if you can find me, I'm here. And I'm free, free as a bird in a tree, free as the slippers I wear, free with a year's warranty. As air, all of these products and me, all that I ask is a chair that tilts, books to read, light refreshment before I proceed, and a blazer or maybe a tweed, the barest essentials a poet would need. Live in your barbarous jungle, screaming for ways to get clear. When all the screaming has died away, come and visit my hideaway. I will be glad to provide a way. If you can find me, I'm here. I am here. I am here. I am here. I am here.
Après avoir enchaîné différentes comédies musicales, il est contacté en 2005 par la télévision afin de jouer le rôle de Barney Stinson dans la série comique populaire How I Met Your Mother, dans laquelle son personnage sera beaucoup apprécié. Entre 2007 et 2008, les projets américains sont touchés par la grève des scénaristes, dont plus de 12 000 d'entre eux manifesteront pendant 3 mois non-stop. C'est alors que le scénariste et réalisateur Joss Whedon, accompagné de ses frères, décideront de créer un scénario à petit budget à cause de la situation actuelle des scénaristes. Le projet sera une web-série musicale du nom de Dr. Horrible's Sing-Along Blog, avec Neil Patrick Harris dans le rôle titre. On peut l'entendre chanter différents titres comme Everything You Ever.
Everything, the world I wanted at my feet, my victory's complete, so hail to the King.
Everything you ever,
arise and sing. So your world's benign, so you think justice has a voice, and we all have a choice. Well, now your world is mine.
Everything you ever,
and I am fine.
La web-série est un gros succès. Elle remportera de nombreux prix et se fera remarquer par la télévision américaine puisqu'ils remporteront un Emmy Award, le prix venant de la plus grosse cérémonie dédiée à la télévision américaine. Suite à ce succès et pour la sortie en DVD de la série, la même année, l'équipe décide d'enregistrer les commentaires de la série. Si cette idée de commentaire est présente très souvent sur les DVD de différents films et séries, cette fois, c'est différent. Car ils choisiront de le faire de manière exagérée, jouée et surtout, tout comme la série, en musique. Ce qui fait qu'on le retrouve sur l'édition vidéo de Dr. Horrible Sing-Along Blog, un bonus du nom de Commentary the Musical. On peut par exemple entendre Neil Patrick Harris, Jed Whedon et Nathan Fillion chanter Ninja Whoops.
On my phone that I sometimes like to play when I'm alone. Go to Google, type it in, click the extreme edition, and in moments you'll begin and you'll be thinking this is dope. Ninja ropes, ninja ropes. We did not get along. I thought Neil was giving far too many songs. Each other
told you how I f your mother,
but what made us tight as brothers and forever one would hope. Ninja ropes, ninja ropes. Careful as you hurdle from one circle to the next, sometimes double back to the gravity vortex. Two ropes is the key to keep from wheeling way too far. Nathan holds the record,
119.7 yards.
Now the shoot is complete, and into our separate lives we do retreat. But instead of solitaire sinking deep into despair, it reminds us the connection that we share and helps us cope. Ninja ropes, ninja ropes, ninja
Toujours en 2008, Neil sera invité dans l'émission Sesame Street, connue en France sous le nom 1 rue Sésame. Il y jouera la fée des chaussures au milieu des marionnettes de l'émission. Et bien sûr, il poussera la chansonnette avec The Shoe Fairy.
What kind of shoes do you have?
What kind of shoes do I have? Kid, I got them all.
You say you need a shoe.
Well, maybe even two.
A pair will do, perhaps a few. Have I got shoes for you? I got shoes you wear to stroll.
Oh, hey.
And I got shoes you wear to bowl. To score a goal or ride a foal, my shoes, they have real soul.
Hey, what happened to my shoes?
I got shoes that make you hop.
Hop!
I got shoes that help you mop.
Mop?
Let's not stop about high tops or polka dot flip-flops.
snaps. Shoes that come with straps. Shoes with flaps, or perhaps some shoes that come with taps.
Contacté par trois cérémonies afin qu'il anime ses remises de prix. Et très vite, il sera apprécié par le public suivant ses émissions. Et animera minimum une cérémonie par an jusqu'en 2013, autant sur le milieu de la télévision que le monde du spectacle ou encore celui du jeu vidéo. La même année, les créateurs de la série animée Batman l'Alliance des Héros décident de faire un épisode musical et font appel à Neil Patrick Harris pour doubler le méchant principal de cet épisode. L'épisode aura tellement de succès que certains fans commenceront à refaire le costume du personnage de Neil, le maître de musique, ou en anglais Music Meister. Mais sortira également un album avec uniquement les chansons et musiques de cet épisode. Je vous laisse découvrir l'une de ces chansons, interprétée par Neil Patrick Harris, John DiMaggio, James Arnold Taylor, Kevin Michael Richardson, Dee Bradley Baker et Gray Delisle. I'm your Music Meister.
Sounds to me like it's time to rumble.
Indeed, but it is you who will take the tumble.
I'm sorry, hon, but did you just sing that?
Of course I did not. Wait, yes I did. I'm sounding shrill against my will and cannot stop this singing. And in my ears I swear I hear a quite distinctive ringing. This silly game is very lame and someone's going to pay.
An unknown force, but where's the source that has us in its sway?
Who is doing this to us? And on this we must concur.
The dastardly, despicable, disturbingly inexplicable, and imminently kickable. That guilty mocking rat is
the Music Meister! Put down your arms, my friends, your arrows, guns, and swords. Your resistance to my charm now ends when I belt these power chords.
Good guys or bad guys, it doesn't really matter. You are all just slaves to my hypnotic patter. As I regale you with my story, you'll know you have no choice but to do my evil bidding when you hear this booming voice. Oh, I'm the Music Meister.
Is the Music Meister.
And everyone just fawns.
Is the Music Meister. And we are all his pawns.
And so for me it's destiny to be the maestro of villainy. Yes, I'm the Music Meister, and I'm here to settle the score.
You see, I too have plans for this satellite. And now that I've established who's in charge, get to work!
Used to pick on me because I sang in choir, but something very strange occurred when I kept singing higher. The ruffians around me quickly fell into a trance, and it was then with wicked glee I made those puppets dance. I'm the Music Meister.
He's the Music Meister.
And everyone just falls.
He's the Music Meister. And they are all his pawns.
I'm the Music Meister.
Came
mine, you see. Because your wills belong to me. And now, my friends, you have the chance to show Batman how well you dance! Been delayed, your usefulness has passed. A distraction is what I need, so kick into that last. Oh, I'm a music meister. I cannot help but boast.
He's the music meister. Under his spell we're toast.
I'm the music meister. I won the day, now I must fly. I'm the music meister, and I'm here to settle the score.
En 2010, la série How I Met Your Mother a toujours autant de succès avec sa cinquième saison. Mais un épisode se fera remarquer, car le personnage de Neil Patrick Harris se mettra à chanter une chanson originale et humoristique autour du fait de porter un costume. La chanson marchera tellement qu'elle sera une référence de la série beaucoup partagée sur les réseaux sociaux et obtiendra plus de 6 millions d'écoutes sur Spotify. Voici Nothing Suits Me Like a Suit.
I know what you're thinking, what's Barney been drinking? That girl was smoking hot. Yes, I could have nailed her, but no, it's not a failure, cause there's one thing she is not. To score a 10 would be just fine, but I'd rather be dressed to the nines. It's a truth you can't refute. Nothing suits me like a suit. Picture a world where all the boys and girls are impeccably well-dressed. That delivery guy in a jacket and tie, that puppy in a double breast, that Judy's dude with mutton chops, that baby with a lollipop, that lady cop who's kinda cute. Nothing suits him like a suit. Wingman I can wear, they're oh so debonair. The perfect way to snare a girl with daddy issues. In navy blue or black, check out this perfect rack. I want to give them a squeeze.
Oh, really?
Then answer these questions, if you please.
What would you do if you had to choose between your suits and a pot of gold?
Suits.
What would you say if you gave your suits away and in return you'd never grow old?
Suits.
What would you pick, 1 million chicks or a single three-piece suit?
It's moot.
What if world peace were within your reach?
I'm gonna stop you right there. It's suits. Come on, Lily. Get your head out of your ass.
Two, three, four!
Girls will go and girls will come, but there's only one absolute. Every bro on the go needs to know that there's no accepted substitute.
I'm sorry, suits, let's make amends. My Sunday best are my best friends. Send casual Friday down the laundry chute.
Cause nothing suits the undisputed absolute suitor of
for it.
toujours en 2010, on lui propose de faire l'ouverture de la cérémonie la plus suivie au monde, les Oscars. Il fera un numéro musical qui sera revu par plus de 8 millions de viewers sur YouTube. Voici Opening Number.
Why wouldn't Crosby give up hope? Why does Harold call Kumar when he scores dope? And why does a prisoner drop the soap? 'Cause no one wants to do it alone. Can't imagine Cinderella without the ball, or the battling Burtons without a brawl. Can't think about Botox without you all. No one wants to do it alone. You can't take Julia Child from her pie, or take James Cameron from his CGI. You have to share billing, you have to share fame. At least there's someone to share the blame. This is why Ginger loved her Fred. It's why Warren Beatty stayed in bed. So whether Team Jacob or Team Ed, you're just a lassie missing her bone. And no, no, no one wants to do it alone. Tonight there's two hosts to split the fee. I fired my agent 'cause one's not me. Alec is on loan from NBC, and Steve's already done it on his own. So go, go, Baldwin and Martin, the biggest pair since Dolly Parton. The show's really started, and no one wants to do it
Sur une autre chaîne, une série musicale du nom de Glee avec beaucoup d'acteurs inconnus du grand public gagne un certain succès. Ils invitent différents acteurs connus qui feront plaisir aux fans de la série. Mais toujours en 2010, l'apparition de Neil Patrick Harris fera plus que plaisir. Puisque Neil accompagnera l'acteur Matthew Morrison sur une reprise qui fera plusieurs millions de vues sur YouTube et 17 millions d'écoutes sur Spotify. Une reprise du groupe Aerosmith, Dream On.
Isn't that the way? Everybody's got the dues and life to pay.
Yeah, I know nobody knows where it comes and where it goes. I know everybody's sin. You got to lose to know how to win. Lived and learned from fools and from sages. You know it's true. All the things come back to you.
Sing with me, sing for the end.
Sing for the laughter, sing for the tears.
Neil sera récompensé pour cette prestation par la plus grosse récompense de la télévision américaine, un Emmy Award. En 2011, il animera pour la deuxième fois les Tony Awards, équivalent des Molières en France, mais avec une plus grosse importance au niveau des comédies musicales. L'occasion pour le public de le découvrir sur une nouvelle performance, mais cette fois-ci aux côtés de l'acteur australien Hugh Jackman, en reprenant un titre très populaire aux États-Unis de Ethel Merman et Ray Middleton, provenant de la comédie musicale Annie du Far West. Voici Anything You Can Do.
Can I be honest? Okay, what I'm saying is, any show you can host, I can host better. I can host any show better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Your show is how I met your mother. I'll do the show to the other. Stick to your sitcom. Stick to your situation comedy.
Oh, no, you Jackman, no. You should know better. You are a host, or so you say. You should know better. Make them laugh. Make them laugh. Did not make them laugh.
Any dance you can dance, I can dance better. I can dance any dance better than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I've simply got to bar mitzvah or a roast. It's me and not ya. Don't bring around a cloud to rain on my parade.
But do you know how to ad-lib during breaks?
My writers do.
How to deliver the ratings.
Dish.
How to avoid running long.
Boy.
How to acquire better gift bags.
What? You know how to get better gift bags?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Stick with me, kiddo.
Hugh Jackman, you're awesome. You're the top man.
You're the war horse pony. You're the top.
You won a Tony.
Yeah. You're a Phantom's run.
Pacino's gun.
A pre-unwrapped cough drop.
Il sera encore une fois récompensé d'un Emmy Award pour la présentation de cette cérémonie. Étant un habitué de la comédie musicale, on le contacte la même année pour jouer le rôle principal de Company. Il interprétera avec l'ensemble du casting la chanson du même nom, Company.
Bobby.
Bobby, baby.
Bobby, booby.
Bobby, Robert, darling.
Bobby, we've been trying
Bobby.
To call
Bobby,
you.
Baby.
Bobby, booby.
Angel, I've got something Bravo. To tell
Bobby, love.
You.
Bobby, honey.
Bobby,
Angel,
we've been trying
to meet you all day.
Bobby,
the kids were asking Bobby. Bobby. There was something Bobby, we wanted to Bobby. Say.
Your mind was busy.
Bobby,
Bobby,
sweetie,
how have you been?
Stop by.
On your way home.
Seems
Bobby,
like weeks since
we've been
thinking
of you.
Drop by.
Anytime.
Bobby, there's a concert on Tuesday.
Hank and Mary get into town.
All of us will scramble on Sunday.
We all go to the beach
Bob,
next
happy
week.
Saturday,
Bob,
Angel,
you and Thursday.
Time we got together
is Wednesday.
Oh, Bobby, darling.
Bobby, tell him.
Bobby, baby.
Bobby, come on over for dinner. We'll be so glad to see you. Bobby, come on over for dinner. Just be the three of us. Only the three of us. We love
you. Phone rings, door chimes, in comes company.
No strings, good times, room hums, company. Late nights, quick bites, party games, deep talks, long walks, telephone calls. Thoughts shared, souls bared, private names, all those photos up on the walls. With love, with love, filling the days. With love, 70 ways to Bobby with love. From all those good and crazy people, my friends. Those good and crazy people, my married friends. And that's what it's all about, isn't it? That's what it's really about. Really about.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Bobby, baby.
Bobby, baby.
Robbie.
Robert, darling.
Bobby.
Angel, will you do me a favor?
Bobby, baby.
Name it Sarah.
Bob. Listen, pal, I need Bob. Your opinion.
Bobby, love.
Try me, Peter.
Bobby, 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 there's a problem. Bobby. I need your.
Amy, can I call you back tomorrow?
You visit the kids once or twice.
What's happened to you, Bobby? Bobby, where have you been?
Stop by. On your way home.
Bobby, how you been thinking?
So sorry, Bob. Gotta take a Jenny and Joe.
Bobby, dear, it's none of my business.
Look at how I have to work Thursday.
Bobby, you've been looking for
two. Bobby, boy, you know how I hate it.
Avoir joué le rôle principal du film Les Schtroumpfs, il est contacté par les créateurs de la série animée Adventure Time pour doubler un nouveau personnage dans un épisode dans lequel il poussera également la chansonnette avec l'actrice Madeleine Martin sur Oh Fiona.
I feel like nothing was real until I met you. I feel like we connect and I really get you. I said you're a beautiful girl, would it upset you? Because the way you look tonight, silhouetted, I'll never forget it. Oh, oh, Fiona, your fist has touched my heart. Anything in this world keep us apart.
keep us apart.
Pour terminer l'année 2011, après avoir joué dans les deux films précédents de la saga, il jouera dans le troisième opus de la série de films Harold et Kumar, nommé Le Joyeux Noël d'Harold et Kumar. L'occasion pour Neil de chanter plusieurs parties des titres à succès Deck the Hall, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Little Drummer Boy et We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Voici Christmas Medley.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly, la 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 la. 'Tis the season to be jolly, fa la 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 la. Don we now our gay apparel, fa la 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 la. Troll the ancient Yuletide carol, fa la 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 la. You better watch out, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping, he knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good, for goodness sake. Cuidado, no llores, no faneca, porque Santa Claus is coming to town.
I play my drum for him, ba-bum-bum-bum. Then he smiles at me, ba-bum-bum-bum-bum. Me and my drum.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you Christmas and a happy new year. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
Oh, Merry Christmas, everyone.
En 2012, il est de nouveau contacté pour animer la cérémonie des Tony Awards. Il offrira une performance d'ouverture revue par plusieurs millions de personnes sur YouTube. Cette chanson en compagnie des actrices américaines Patti LuPone et Amanda Seyfried et de l'acteur américain Jesse Tyler Ferguson est une pensée de comment serait la vie si on la vivait comme dans un spectacle. Voici « If life were more like theater ».
What if life were more like theater? What if everywhere you went, you heard a band? Wouldn't life be so much sweeter if you could cue the weather with your hand? Cool. And what if all your questions had rhyming answers and you never left home without your backup dancers? What if life were more like theater? Wouldn't life be grand? What if life were tightly written and divided into nifty little scenes?
You're my whole world.
The world's a pretty big place, Amanda.
Oh, what's that supposed to mean?
It means I'm leaving you.
No! In truth. Mamma mia.
Ha, and just as you were splitting, your apartment disappeared by unknown means. Thanks, mysterious people in black clothing. And what if no one thought that there was something strange about a magical 7-second costume change? And then, apropos of nothing, there were crazy dance routines. What if everyone's diction were crisper?
Crisper.
And secrets were told in a
shouted whisper.
And the only
problems that mattered were your own. Hey, you guys want to hear me sing about my problems?
Yeah!
I love my fake friends. What if everyone took it for granted that British umbrellas were all enchanted?
Wow, you can hardly see the cables.
And your next door neighbor was the legendary Patti LuPone. Hi, Patti.
I'm here. What if we're more exciting, more dramatic, intriguing, intense?
If every moment were nail-biting, feared with ever-mounting danger and suspense. And then just when you were in the most precarious position,
I like the matinee better.
What? Act two! What if all of your colleagues were hotties with freakishly flexible bodies and none of them needed to sleep or eat or pee? And if one day you feel kind of cruddy, you'd stay home and call your understudy.
Actually, you know what? I'm feeling better now, so
I'm
good.
Are you sure? Because I picked the last verse.
Nope, I'm good.
But you sound tired, Neil. You sound tired.
Go away, you threaten me!
What if life were more like theater with a simple motivation and a plot? Don't we all wish life were neater? But we know that in reality it's not. No, life is bleak and brutal, and we carry from the cradle the awareness that it's futile and invariably fatal. We muddle without respite through the sadness and confusion, or we huddle in the cesspit of our madness and delusion.
Hold on! Hold on! We've been lizards, Mr. Patrick Harris. Don't be a downer. This is the Tony Awards! And remember, the sun will come out tomorrow.
Really? You know, you got a point, little orphan know-it-all. But, since you're not back on Broadway till next fall, why don't you go, find your parents?
Big finish! Life were more like theater. Life wouldn't suck so much. Life wouldn't suck so
Qui dit nouvelle présentation des Tony Awards, dit nouvelle récompense. Et qui dit succès l'année précédente, dit nouveau coup de téléphone pour Neil afin de présenter à nouveau l'année suivante. Donc en 2013, Neil Patrick Harris présente la nouvelle édition des Tony Awards avec une chanson originale nommée Bigger.
I can break your heart with a work of art and a song that's quiet and small, but we're back where we began it all. Radio City Music. We might go bigger. That's right, it's bigger. It's Broadway's greatest night and we're raring to go. Let's make it bigger. Tonight it's bigger. Who will take home a Tony statue? We don't know. I guarantee a truly legendary show.
recruits include a cast of kinky boots. You know they're beautiful and buff as Navy SEALs. And you could bounce a quarter off the ass of Billy Porter. Lord, he does a shows a week in 8-inch heels. Hats off to Berry Gordy, he runs Motown like a boss. He dominates Top 40 and he banged Diana Ross. He wrote his own libretto, which is really kind of ballin'. He took every Motown classic and he said, I'll put them all in. Make it bigger. That's right, it's bigger. I just learned this dance like half an hour ago. We're going bigger, like so much bigger. You ever seen so many divas in a row? You'll stick with me cause your MC's a seasoned pro. It's Pippin, never flippin', always slippin'. Flying for a corner of the sky. But the sky is overcrowded with this oh so highly touted cast of singing circus people flying by. To bring it on, had count them 32 debuts. Hey kids, welcome to Broadway, don't forget your union dues. In tandem like we planned them, forgive me if it's random, but Mike Tyson had a one-man show. Let's give the man a hand and make things bigger. I'm here with Iron Mike, he's a heavyweight, yo. We're going bigger, the ride is bigger. We've got cheerleaders, contortionists, and so hey, we'll go if a sports bar change the channel to our show.
Go, Neil, go!
Magical Matilda's wrote the show and nearly killed us, so they got a special tone of their own. The strikes at the Achilles of the jaded former Billies. They get Tonys but get fired when they're grown. Now here's the kids from Christmas Story, Annie and her orphans. So many child actors high on Red Bull and endorphins. They barely come up to your knees, but God, they're singing like MVPs. And they're the reason this whole season seems to look like Chuck E. Cheese. And geez, it's bigger. That's right, it's bigger. Is there a Tony daycare where all of you go? You're getting bigger. The night is bigger. Do your parents set aside your Broadway dough? When I play Doogie, never mind, on with the show. Oh, Broadway's where famous people go. Though being famous doesn't mean that you will get a good review. So Alec, write Ben Branley if you want, that's entertaining too. We've got magic to do. Bigger, that's right, it's bigger. Walking down the aisle with some newsies in tow. Yeah, no, it's bigger. So much bigger. If there's a newsie you prefer, please let me know. You'll get a newsie in your gift bag when you go. That's true. That's true. There's like 150 of those punks. Oh, wait, wait, oh, check this out. Can I have my Tom Hooper Les Mis close-up, please? See, on Broadway, we don't need extreme close-ups to prove we're singing live. We sing live 8 shows a week. Check it. At the end of the day, we are gathered together to honor the best and the brightest. And tomorrow, the fashion police will report on your dress and who wore it the tightest. If you win, have the time of your life. Tell your manager, dad, and your mom thanks. Hi to your kids and your husband or wife, maybe just for the hell of it, Tom Hanks. Nothing is bigger and better than seeing a veteran get an ovation or seeing a brilliant beginner freak out on a win on their first nomination. There's a kid in the middle of nowhere who's sitting there living for Tony performances, singing and flipping along with the Pippins and Wickets and Kinkies, Matildas, and Mormonses. So we might reassure that kid and do something to spur that kid, because I promise you, all of us up here tonight, we were that kid, and now we're bigger. Tonight is bigger. So let's create the biggest spectacle we know. Come see the super sexy Cinderella sisters celebrating. Ladies, grab a fella. The tempo is accelerating. Spidey, Pippin, Motown, Phantom, Kinky, Rock of Ages. Chicago, bring it on. A Christmas Story, Sharon Stages. Mama Mia, Lion King, a Jersey Boy, Ducks. Kathy Lee's a Broadway lyricist, so anything can happen. Bigger, New York is bigger. So welcome to our bigger, better, best on Broadway, Tony Show.
et l'acteur est à nouveau récompensé par un Emmy Award pour sa présentation des Tony Awards. Mais toujours en 2013, il co-animera l'émission annuelle qui retransmet la parade de Noël du parc d'attractions Disney aux États-Unis. Bien évidemment qu'il ouvre l'émission en chanson avec « Are you ready for Christmas ?»
The time of year is here again to throw a party for a few close friends. Now I'm just tying up a few loose ends and then we should be good to go. You know I made a list and checked it twice, because forgetting people isn't nice. But I don't really want to roll the dice, so I'll recheck it nice and slow.
Cinderella, check. Belle, check. Snow White, check. Seven Dwarfs, check.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Are you ready for Christmas?
Are you ready to have some fun in the shiny December sun? 'Cause that's what we're gonna do. Yes, it's true. Are you ready for Christmas?
Are you ready for Christmas?
Hurry, hurry, now don't be late, 'cause we're ready to celebrate. And all we need is you. All we need is you.
Clara, you're up early.
In the morning, gal, Neil. It's for you.
Who knows I'm here? Except everyone watching at home.
I'm on my way to Disneyland. Can you keep singing for another 2 minutes?
Can I keep singing for another 2 minutes? Tell him, Newsies!
Extra, extra, Neil Patrick Harris can keep singing for another 2 minutes.
You can feel the magic in the air. You can see it in Rapunzel's hair. And that bunch of villains over there don't even scare us much today.
Hi, villains!
Hi, Neil!
Everybody's got a lend a hand.
Master, your wish is my command.
Well, I could really use a marching band to take this number all the way.
Marching band, check, dapper dance.
Check, check, check.
Who's over there, R2?
Somebody sounds congested.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Oh, Darth, you need to turn that dark side into a Disney side.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Et ça ne s'arrête plus. Nouvelle récompense pour Neil suite à cette dernière représentation. Puis en 2014, il joue à Broadway le rôle principal transgenre de la comédie musicale Edwige in the Angry Inch. ce qui l'empêchera d'animer les Tony Awards cette année-là, car il fera partie des nominés, et sera justement récompensé pour sa performance que l'on peut entendre, par exemple sur la chanson Angry Inch.
Operation got botched. My guardian angel fell asleep on the watch. Now all I've got is a Barbie doll crotch. I got an angry inch. 6 inches forward, 5 inches back. I got an angry inch. 6 inches forward, 5 inches back. I got an angry inch. I'm from the land where you still hear the cries. I had to get out, had to sever all ties.
En 2015, après y avoir fait une apparition 5 ans avant, il est invité à présenter la cérémonie des Oscars. L'un des plus gros défis de la télévision américaine, car la cérémonie est suivie dans le monde entier. Il fera bien évidemment un numéro musical avec l'actrice Anna Kendrick et l'acteur Jack Black sur le titre Moving Pictures.
Check out this place. Check out everything. Check out the glamour. The glitter, people tweeting on the Twitter, and no one's drunk and bitter yet, 'cause no one has lost. Look at the diamonds, the dresses, people going to excesses. The stress is on and everybody's fingers are crossed. I know the camera's on and we're behaving our best, yet I secretly hope someone pulls a Kanye West. But we are here tonight with our Xanax and Dior. Thank you, listen, publicists who fought the Oscar war. Tonight we toast what we love most, and I am thrilled to be your host, 'cause all of it is for moving pictures, shadows and light, like a magic trick done in plain sight. Why do we love them? Just moving pictures that aren't really there. But then I think of Chaplin and Monroe and Argo and Fargo, or when Marty made his cargo back in time at the mall. And then there's Bardo and Brando
and Billy Dee as Lando, or when Sharon went commando and unsettled us all. I gasp when Indy goes back for his hat, or when I think of all the tension between Ben and Matt. Oh, my stars. I love Transformers that transform, and perfect swords that storm. Small town girls who change the world by challenging the norm. Godfather 2, the movie Clue. All these films inspire you to stand up and perform. Moving pictures take us over the rainbow, across the fields of our dreams, in the heat of the night, to defeat and to fight evil schemes. To swim or to swing, to dance or to sing, to flee down a flight in fright. Yes, moving pictures are coming to life tonight.
Moving pictures,
pictures.
Where is my shoe?
Is this your Jimmy Choo?
Why, yes.
Back to moving pictures and how they can move you
and also improve you.
The joy of pretending
with such happy endings, except for in Gone Girl when that lady slit your throat.
Spoiler alert. Moving pictures.
Stop! This is what you sound like. Movies, movies, wow, they rock.
Well, once they did, but listen, kid, it's all a big crock. Now it's market trends and fickle friends and Hollywood baloney. Believe me, Neil, you're better off just polishing your Tony. This industry's in flux. It's run by mucky mucks, pitching tents for tent poles and chasing Chinese bucks. Opening with lots of zeros, all we get are superheroes, Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, Jedi Man, Sequel Man, Prequel Man, formulaic scripts. And after 50 Shades of Grey, they'll all have leather whips. In a world where our brains are becoming machines, the only screens we'll watch it on the screens in our jeans.
Yeah.
Screens in our jeans. Screens in our jeans.
Yeah.
The only screens we'll watch it on the
screens.
I'm trying to... I'm kind of in the... Would you mind?
But you know...
I know, but you...
Beat it!
Fine!
Yes, greenlit films can stall.
Scripts can hit a wall.
Stars may pass.
Or fire your ass.
And weekly grosses fall. But when they hit, you must admit, they sometimes change your view a bit in ways both big and small. Moving pictures. Millions of pixels on screens. They may not be real life, but they'll show you what life really means. More than any one image, more than any one star, truly. Moving pictures shape who we are. Whether we're big-brained and British, or hiking and skittish, a legendary leader, a birdman in a theater, a boy we watch until he's grown, a sniper in a combat zone, a wealthy philanthropic creep, Magic Meryl effin' Streep, lobby boys and bleeding drummers, all these awesome up-and-comers, who will get a statue? Results are coming at you at the 87th Oscars. Moving pictures show.
La même année, Neil lancera sa propre émission adaptée d'un concept britannique nommé Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris. Un passage de cette émission se fera marquer par plus de 12 millions de viewers sur YouTube, car l'acteur et animateur se retrouve à faire un faux candidat pour piéger les jurés de l'émission The Voice. Mais en dehors de ce passage, l'émission n'aura pas assez de succès et sera arrêtée par une seule saison. Néanmoins, en 2017, Neil lancera sa première saga littéraire du nom de The Magic Misfits, qui cartonnera aux États-Unis, puis obtiendra le rôle principal de la série Les Désastreuses Aventures des Orphelins Baudelaire, qui cartonnera. Et enfin, sera invité sur le plateau de l'émission The Late Late Show with James Corden, dans laquelle il fera un duel de chant avec le présentateur, puis finiront par chanter ensemble avec le groupe a cappella The Philharmonic, une chanson tirée de la comédie musicale Hamilton, My Shot.
Shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Pale, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. No, I am not throwing away my shot. No, I am not throwing away my shot. Pale, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'm past patiently waiting, I'm passionately snatching every expectation, every action's a knack of creation. I'm laughing in the face of casualties and sorrow for the first time, I'm thinking past tomorrow. And I am not throwing away my shot, no I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, oh, I'm just like my country, I'm young, scrappy and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. We're gonna rise up, it's time to take a shot. We're gonna rise up, it's time to take a shot. Rise up, rise up.
En 2018, il anime le jeu télé pour enfants Genius Junior. Mais après une première saison, l'émission ne sera pas renouvelée. En 2020, la série de marionnettes Fraggle Rock fait son retour avec de nombreux invités sous le nom Fraggle Rock Tous en Chœur. Neil fait partie de ses invités et enregistrera le thème de la série aux côtés de Alanis Morissette, Common, Jason Mraz, Tiffany Haddish et Ziggy Marley. Voici Fraggle Rock Theme Final.
Worries for another day. Let the music play down in Fraggle Rock. Woo! Get your cares away. Worries for another day. Let the Fraggle play.
We're going to
win.
Get your cares away. Worries for another day.
Yeah.
Let the music play.
Whoopee!
Down in Fraggle Rock.
That's my life.
Les années 2020 permettront à Neil Patrick Harris de revenir sur le devant de la scène. Il aura un rôle important en 2021 dans le nouveau film Matrix, Matrix Resurrections. Puis en 2022, il reprendra le rôle de Barney Stinson qui l'a fait connaître du grand public dans la série spin-off How I Met Your Father. Et enfin, il sera énormément remarqué à la télévision en jouant le méchant principal d'un des épisodes spécial anniversaire de la série britannique Doctor Who. Pour terminer cette matinale, je vous laisse découvrir l'un des titres de l'album de l'acteur Aaron Lazar qui a demandé à plusieurs artistes de collaborer avec lui, dont Neil, sur la chanson Fight the Dragons.
I've never been a man who lived an office life.
I've never been a man behind a desk.
I've always been a man who said that staying still is playing dead.
The kind who's looking forward to the challenges ahead.
People say that's irresponsible.
People tell me stay at home.
But I'm not made for things like mowing lawns or apron strings.
when not at rest.
So I fight the dragons and I storm the castles and I win a battle or two. Then comes the day, it's time.
I'm packing up and I am bringing
all my stories home to you.
All I can see is miles ahead with miles to go.
All I can feel is wind and sun and sky.
Stop for a coffee, make a friend,
and pray the day will never end. Cause there's one more adventure waiting round another bend. Where I fight the dragons and I storm the castles and I win a battle or two. But then a feeling comes like 50,000 drums all banging. Bring my stories home to you. And I wonder as I wander on the road from door to door, exactly what you think of where I've been. Do you know I joined the circus, met a mermaid, fought a war? Do you know I think of you through thick and thin?
Because even though I'm making deals and bringing people joy,
I'm really only thinking of my boys. Out there on the road, I pray you'll come to me one day. And say, let's fight the dragons
and then storm the castles till
we win what needs to be won. So when I'm old and tired,
you'll do the job required.
You'll be there telling stories to your sons. Fight the dragons till you can.
On pensait qu'il nous avait déjà tout montré en jouant à la télévision. Puis il nous a amené la proposition d'animer un show en chanson. Cet acteur a un talent en or massif de chant, de jeu et d'animation. Lui a-t-on lancé un sortilège pour qu'il soit toujours aussi bon? Je pense que cette réponse restera longtemps un secret bien gardé, que l'on préfère ne pas vraiment savoir afin de mieux en profiter. Recevoir une tempête de boulettes géantes serait un supplice, car l'on ne pourrait plus jamais entendre l'incroyable Neil Patrick Harris.
I know what you're thinking, what's Bonnie been drinking? That girl was smoking hot. Yes, I could have nailed her, but no, it's not a failure, cause there's one thing she is not. To score a 10 would be just fine, but I'd rather be dressed to the nines. It's a truth you can't refute. Nothing suits me like a suit.